Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast is all about choosing which mode of therapy is most appropriate for you. This is taken from the full episode number 190, How to Be Your Own Therapist with Dr. Owen Kane. You might have heard about CBT, REMT, psychotherapy, but how do you actually know which one is for you? In this conversation, Dr. Owen and I discuss the various modalities of therapy and how you might get started from scratch. Before we get started, here is a quick word from the people who make this podcast possible.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's super important, and I'm just trying to get into the mindset of perhaps a listener who has never had therapy themselves before, haven't thought about it. And I think one thing that you mentioned there about the stories that we tell ourselves, the rehearsed, polished ones, versus the true, gritty stories that perhaps we don't even want to tell ourselves because we're too afraid of what emotions that might bring up. And if you are new to the concept of therapy and you want to sort of dip your toe, where would you start? And if you have started and you've read your books, for example, or some other authors, you've watched some stuff online, how do you actually find a therapist that will get you and your situation and be able to identify and empathize with you, considering everyone's story is completely unique?
I mean, it's a good question. I mean, you can do all your usual research and, you know, find out what type of therapy you're looking for. You know, some people, you know, I'm trained in a couple of different models of therapy. So if somebody wants to change how they're thinking and their emotional responses and how they deal with anxiety or depression, OCD, panic disorder, my argument would be cognitive behavioral therapies are probably most effective. That's where the evidence is, you know. You get around 70% effectiveness with cognitive behavioral therapy. If somebody wants to explore their childhood and understand themselves a bit more, it might be a more psychodynamic approach might be appropriate for them. If somebody's got, you know, significant trauma or PTSD, I'm also trained in a model called EMDR, which is, I don't know if you've heard of this, but we use rapid eye movement to process. And my experience of that is it's quite powerful for processing trauma because you cut through language. I mean, you cut through language, you can get to places much quicker. So I think it's about identifying what is it you want help with, what is it you want to work on, what might be the best type of therapy for you. Some people just go generically and think, oh, I just need to find a therapist, and don't really know what they're looking for. So I think it's about knowing what you want help with, asking around, get recommendation, get opinions. It's always good to talk to somebody who you maybe know has had therapy. Particularly what type of personality type they are. And if they say, actually, my therapist is good, and you kind of suspect that you'll get on well with the therapist based on your relationship with that person, then recommendations can be good. But, you know, sometimes you might rock up with therapy and you meet the therapist and you don't get on, or you don't build trust quickly, or the rapport. You know, it's like everyday life. Sometimes we meet people and we just really hit it off and we like them. Other times we meet people and sometimes it's just not there. And that can happen in therapy as well, that, you know, if that connection isn't there and you don't trust the therapist, then don't waste your time, you know? You know, obviously it doesn't happen instantly, but I think if you're a few sessions in and things are not beginning to move or evolve, then you look for another therapist. Giving it a bit of time, you know, not jumping ship quickly, but trust is everything, really. And being in the room with somebody that really gets you, so that when you're telling them stuff, you know they're hearing you.
Exactly.
That is the key thing. But it's not as scary as it sounds, you know, it's quite liberating. Really liberating. Yeah. And it's part of the job I love, actually, because you see people at all the different stages. They come at the beginning and often really struggling. And then you go through all of that stuff with them. And then you get to your kind of point of balance and equilibrium, and you can see things leveling out and things beginning to improve. And then you get to the end of therapy and you've watched somebody reclaim their life and, you know, rebuild and get out there again. And that's quite a powerful moment, because you've always got that image of session one and two, when things have been really dark or difficult or challenging, and then you're watching the progress. And of course, as a therapist, you've always got a mix of people. So I might have one client who's just arrived and you're dealing with it, you know, the difficult stuff, but then I might be finishing up with another client who's, you know, really in a much better place. So there's something fascinating about that, because you're moving in and out of different states when you're working with people. But I think it keeps you really charged in your work, because we become tired like everyone else, you know, and we have moments like everyone else. But I think because often you're watching people evolve and develop, there's always that stuff to hold on to.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.